Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Brant Alia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and Tovar is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 1 in the game. Ratliff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Ratliff reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Ratliff and he is safe. May steals third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ratliff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Jim Holt pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Bert Blyevan. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing center field. Stan Williams now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Danny Thompson now playing second base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Melton moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alea. Noop reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alea strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Hadel now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Ratliff and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff fires to first and picks off May. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-4 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ratliff moves to second. Herman Hill pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Renick pinch hits for Herman Hill. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Ratliff moves to third. Holt moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales juggles the ball. That's an error on Morales. Ratliff scores. Holt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt scores. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.